This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Setting prices not on Wall Street, but in football now. When the Broncos host the Jaguars Sunday afternoon, Denver will be a heavy favorite, an almost 4-touchdown favorite. The Las Vegas line on the game, that's the expected difference in points by the end of the game, is one of the biggest ever. Dan Weissman reports on the significance.
Like everybody else, bookmakers in Vegas know the Broncos are great. The Jaguars are awful. They don't know what the final score will be, but they don't have to predict the future to make money. In fact, Chris Avery says the spread doesn't reflect exactly how bookmakers expect the game to turn out. He's an economist at Harvard, published a widely cited study about the NFL betting line.
The people who are setting the point spread are not trying to get the point spread right. They're trying to make money. So what they want to do is they want to balance the betting on both sides.
Meaning, they want to set the line so half the people will take Denver, half Jacksonville. That way, they pay off the winners with money they get from the losers and collect their commission.
You know, that never really happens.
That's Jay Root. He sets the line for MGM's Vegas hotels, and he guesses Las Vegas will see 3 to 4 million in bets on this game alone.
We always have an imbalance in the wagering, so we're always having to root for a certain side, and we'll be rooting for Jacksonville, I guarantee you, this weekend.
That's because even a huge point spread won't be enough to chase away a whole lot of bets on the Broncos. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.